flooding rain is still expected to occur across the Midwest as we move through the second half of the weekend and into early next week. The majority of this heavy rain has been shifted just a little bit further to the south today relative to yesterday's forecast, so that the area from central and southern Missouri and Arkansas into central and southern Indiana and parts of Ohio as well as Kentucky and Tennessee will be involved with the heavier rains. And totals will run anywhere from 1 to 3 inches, with local totals over 4 inches, and that is on top of soil that is already saturated. Yesterday, we saw rain fall across portions of the Midwest, and some locations in the lower parts of the region did report amounts of 3/4 of an inch to 1 3/4 inches, and that's on top of that wet soil. So there's already runoff taking place, and we haven't even begun with the bigger storm system coming up here this weekend. And as we do get involved with that, the odds are high that the flooding could become rather serious, especially since the computer forecast models are advertising such a broad region of very heavy rainfall, and all of that region is saturated with moisture. So it's going to be a very busy runoff weekend and early part of next week, and there's a fairly good chance that we'll see a little bit of property damage and some agricultural damage, perhaps for crops that are in low-lying areas. Some soil erosion may occur as well. This is part of El Nino, and we can expect to see other bouts of significant rain and snowfall coming up as we move through the heart of winter and into early spring. The pattern is not likely to change much, but we are going to go through a period of a week to 10 days of quieter weather once we get into the cool air that follows this particular storm system. And we'll continue to monitor the situation rather closely, but for right now, it doesn't look like there's going to be high volumes of snowfall occurring across the Midwest, and that is also indicative of our powerful El Nino that is still playing around with our atmosphere. And as we get into next week, we do expect to see a little bit of an improvement, at least as far as precipitation is concerned. It'll turn cooler and drier across the region, and as things cool down, it'll be difficult for the atmosphere to hold as much moisture as it has here in recent days, and therefore the chances for another big soaking of rain is fairly low. We should see some improving conditions, but first we have to get rid of the floodwater that will come up here this weekend. Out in hard red winter wheat country, the southwest plains in particular, we're still expecting to see a major winter storm to occur this weekend, with heavy snows likely in much of Texas panhandle area and southward into much of West Texas cotton country. We could see 6 to 12 inch accumulations occurring in a part of that region, while 1 to 6 inches occurs in a more generalized manner. The overall bottom line is that the conditions out there will be rather stressful for livestock, and there will be some travel delays as well. These are the two hot spots for the U.S. over the holiday weekend. There's one more area, though, that will see snow, and that'll be in the northern U.S. plains and upper Midwest. This system will occur Friday night going into Saturday. We will see 2 to 6 inches of snow accumulation across a part of the region from the South Dakota area into portions of central and northern Minnesota, and the snowfall in this region will also be blown and drifted around a bit by strong winds. There's a chance for near blizzard conditions both in this area and also down in the Texas panhandle area, where we're expecting to see heavy snow also occur, as I mentioned before, for a little bit later in the coming weekend and early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.